Midland Today welcomes letters to the editor at andrew@midlandtoday.ca or via the website. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following letter is in response to a story published June 7 titled, Local Lockdown Resisting Business Owner Convicted of 36 Charges. Dear Editor, our local health unit has just wrapped up an expensive taxpayer-funded trial to convict a small business owner for the crime of remaining open during the insanity of 2021. While billion-dollar hardware stores like Home Depot and Lowe's were freely allowed to sell flooring, paints, etc., Alexandra Stewart's longtime small business was not allowed to do the exact same thing. Now that the dust has settled, we know that lockdowns were not necessary as the virus spread regardless of measures. We also know that the rules determining essential and non-essential business were unfair. And most importantly, we know that the measures undertaken over the last few years have been devastating for small business owners. But still, the health unit decided to pursue this business owner for trying to make a living. For selling the exact same products that big box stores were freely allowed to at the time. It's one thing for society to not realize the absurdity of these rules and charges in 2021, but for a court to uphold them in 2024 is incomprehensible. The health unit did not have to pursue these charges at the cost to the taxpayers, but they did just to prove they have unchecked power to impose any unjustifiable rules in the future. This story will only add to the distrust that so many now have for our public health institutions and for our legal system in Canada. Regine Venn, West Nipissing.